Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas. Sunday, December 15th. God with us in the Holy Spirit. By Jason Meyer. John 14, 16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. For more than 3 years, Peter, James, and the rest of Jesus' chosen disciples had learned and grown and worshiped and served in the literal shadow of Emmanuel. It took some time for them to understand that this captivating rabbi was more than a man, more than a prophet, more than a great teacher. He was indeed God with us. And about the time they finally began to piece it all together, as the astounding miracles and his authoritative interpretation of sacred scripture started to make sense, he revealed to them that he would soon be leaving them. When it came to hard truths, the disciples' track record was filled with despondent doubt. Although Jesus told them plainly on multiple occasions that he would be captured and killed by the Jewish authorities, they seemed to section off that teaching as the master's fanciful analogy they had yet to understand. Even adding the specificity of his resurrection left them wondering and doubting. And so when Jesus was preparing his closest followers for his approaching departure, it's little surprise that they met this, too, with confused doubt. Just as they were coming to recognize the reality of who Jesus is, the disciples shuddered at the thought that God with us would no longer be with us. But in his comforting grace, the sweet Savior promised the abiding presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. God would be with us. Indeed, within us. The Spirit's ministry as God with us remains one of some mystery to us. Like the disciples, for all our years of walking with Jesus, we have yet to really understand how the third person of the Trinity ministers to us as our helper, our advocate, our counselor, our comforter. In the week ahead, though, we'll take some time each day to ponder the misunderstood ministry of the Holy Spirit dwelling within believers. He is the one who draws us unto himself, the one who redeems us, the one who seals us in Christ, conforms us to the image of Christ. He's the one who comforts us and guides us. Like me, you may have often wondered at how majestically fulfilling it must have been for the shepherds who adored the Christ child on the night of his birth. How amazing, and probably also quite frustrating, to have been one of the siblings growing up beside him in the humble home of Joseph and Mary. Oh, to have been among Jesus' disciples, spellbound witnesses to the multiplied loaves and fish, the calming of the storm-tossed sea, and the boundless joy of oppressed souls who found healing in the miraculous compassion of the Savior. If only we could have been among those who stood in the presence of Emmanuel, God with us. But you see, we who have received the saving grace of Jesus through his gospel, we are those who walk in the presence of the Holy One. God is with us each day in the Holy Spirit who dwells within us and continues a miraculous ministry among us. What miracles is the Holy Spirit working in your life during this Christmas season? Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.